All right, it's time for, there's the music, FMLs. And we'll start it here with a call.
Hello.
So I was working in Anoka, second shift, got off work, drove up to that 24-hour Perkins that's up there, and I'm sitting there waiting for my friend to show up, and this van pulls up next to me, and I see all these people just running out and just kind of stumbling along, and the driver gets out. So I get out, and I'm like, hey, it's so nice of you to, you know, drive the designated bus around and get all these drunk people home safe. He looks at me, he's like, these are all RISE people. They just got off of work.
They're what people?
Right.
RISE. It's like the adults with disabilities workers.
Oh, no.
I got in my car, called my buddy, told him we're meeting somewhere else, and drove away.
Good call.
Yeah, that's
when
an
in doubt, retreat.
We'll use it.
What's your name?
Andy.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Thanks for listening
anytime,
to us.
Thank you.
So this is from Marla. The totally annoying smoke detector chirp at 2:35 a.m. Pull the battery good until 6:52 a.m. Up off to CVS for batteries. Switch all the detectors out with new batteries. Chirp? Oh, you mother. Seriously. Going room to room with my step stool and screwdriver, disconnecting them from the electrical. One in the bedroom. Chirp? Almost lost my mind. I give up. Call electrician. Silence. I believe I beat those damn annoying chirps.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there.
Why does it always go out in the middle of the night?
I don't know. I wrapped one up in towels and put it in the garage one night.
Here's one from Rick. In Coates, for months, my wife has been bugging me to cut this huge branch on a very old walnut tree hanging over our house. Knowing I was running out of weather and it's a Vikings bye week, I finally went to Home Depot to buy a chainsaw. When I got home, yep, right through the bay window.
Oh.
FML.
I think you're not supposed to prune until winter.
I don't think this was a pruning job.
Damn it, huh?
Shelley in Mendota Heights. Am I a loyal listener? Question mark. Well, writing this popped into my head the moment it happened. My husband and I were in bed just settling in for our weekly, which is slowly becoming a monthly. And just when things were getting good, he screamed, oh no, it's 9:15. My strawberries are going to wither. And jumped off me and went to check on his farm on Farmville. An imaginary farm on Facebook.
Oh.
FML. Well, it's hard to concentrate when you know your strawberries are withering.
Guessing that turned into a fight. Hi, Zepp and Terry. I met you guys at the fair. I was the one playing Pokemon Go, and Zepp said I should try it with a girl.
I remember him.
Well, I took a cute girl out to Dave & Buster's for an arcade date and mercilessly dominated her in every game there.
What?
To the point she refused to talk to me afterwards. Gamer pride 1, getting laid 0. FML.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Jeff from Roseville.
Hey, Jeff, let her win. Let her win a couple. Thank you, Pete and Medina, for sending this one in. I'm not saying we've failed as parents, but my 17-year-old daughter made my birthday cake, and when I asked her why it was crunchy, she didn't have an answer. Upon further inspection, I found eggshells. Lots and lots of eggshells. She didn't know you were supposed to put, weren't supposed to put the whole egg in.
What?
And now my birthday is ruined. Ha ha. But seriously, she's 17.
Oh, wow.
FML. I know. You're sending her out into the world sometime in the next year.
Someone dropped the ball there, big time. I don't even like, have you ever put an egg in a pan and you see the little tiny speck of shell and you try to get it out of the egg
right.
white and you're like.
Fishing around in there thinking, I probably should have washed my hands. That's all why right. You go to DQ and you get the ice cream cake.
Yes. This is from Allison in St. Louis Park. I don't know if this is an FML, but your Mondays are my favorite time to listen to the radio. So here goes.
Thanks.
Thank you,
yeah.
Allison. I'm a twin and I celebrated our 33rd birthday. My grandma gave us each shirts that read, I see you've met the twins, in big letters across the chest. She said, isn't this cute? Because you're twins.
Yeah.
Yes, we did wear them to dinner. So this time the F in FML stands for fun.
Oh, Grandma. I want to meet the twins.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Stay away, girls.
Hey, I've got a great FML for you. I know that you guys are already done with the FMLs.
Never too late. It's still Monday, after all.
Okay, I drive for a living, and I feel the need to pull over and use the bathroom. So I stop at a Quick Trip. I'm in Wisconsin. I'm used to Minnesota Quick Trips. Sit down in the bathroom, dropping the kids off at the pool. I don't know if you know this, but I just learned this. Quick Trip in Wisconsin, their bathrooms are on opposite sides than Minnesota. So I'm sitting in there, and all of a sudden I hear women's voices.
You're in the stall, shorts down, and here come the ladies.
So I sat in there for a good 20 minutes before I finally snuck out of there.
I love it.